This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And now we actually have a guest on the line. We have Peter Bazanskas, and Peter is an architectural photographer who has a new gallery opening in St Kilda. Peter, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Eve.
And so, Peter, obviously there are a few things that have kind of gotten in the way of grand openings lately. But before we go into that, I would love to know a little bit more about your background in photography and the arts. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Okay, sure. I actually came to serious photography later in life, but when I was a kid, my dad had taken photos and developed them in black and white, and there were shoeboxes full of these black and white photos of mysterious people and places far away. And I used to go through these boxes, and he bought me a camera with and a flash. But I didn't like the analog era. I didn't like the analog era, but it was just really difficult to get things developed and so on. And I didn't really know about art. I grew up in Geelong, and in those days, particularly the environment I was in, there was no such thing as art.
It's changed a lot, huh?
It's changed a lot, yes. But about 10 years ago, I bought an iPhone 3 secondhand. And I was travelling through East Timor, and even though the picture quality on the camera wasn't great, I really loved that the ability to take photos and view them instantly and then post them, you know, do something with them, post them to Facebook. And so then I bought a digital SLR camera, and then I bought a better one, and then I went and did some study. I did a diploma in photography when I was 60, and I'd left school when I was 16. So it's my first formal qualification, and currently I'm doing a Master of Arts in photography.
That's incredible. What a journey. And so were you not involved in photography or the arts at all in between that kind of period of leaving school and then rediscovering?
No.
Oh, interesting.
No. I was asked to leave school when I just turned 16, and I thought, right, I'm going to spend a year, I'm going to decide what I want to do. And my dad came home, he had an engineering business, it was boilermakers, welding and cutting steel with oxy and all that, and he said, right, you come to work tomorrow.
Wow, choice.
So I swept the floors for a couple of years, but, you know, I always had an interest. I always had a creative sense, but I never knew what to do with it. I worked in community radio for 10 years, and I really loved that. I loved the making radio programs, and I was involved in management as well. So it was a lot of, you know, trying to make things happen, fundraising and organizing, getting people, you know, encouraging people to make programs, all that sort of stuff. So I think I always had that creative bent. I just never found the right outlet for it.
It can be quite interesting as well, coming to a creative process after having some life experience too. Often people make more interesting and layered art because of it. I'm curious, mm-hmm. though, that what led you to architectural photography in particular?
It sort of came to me, really, as most of my... I've had like... 100 careers, so they've all kind of, you know, I found my way to them, or they found their way to me. But after I bought a DSLR, I was going around taking photos, street photography, that sort of stuff, sunsets and never sunrises. I don't like to get up that early, but
kindred spirit.
Exactly.
The light's the same anyway, why bother?
I like that attitude.
Yeah.
But I started to get a little bit of paid work, and I was really doing anything I could. I didn't, you know, I was just working in a call centre at the time, in a market research company. And, you know, I really enjoyed it wasn't so much about the technology, the camera itself, but that ability to produce images. So I was doing headshots, events. I did some weddings, some products, like, and the way a lot of people, when they come into photography and they get a passion for it, they just want to do everything, which is what I did. But I've, a lot of photography is hard. You need a studio, you need lots of equipment, you need a place to shoot the photography. I found I wasn't that great at events because I'm not that sort of person to go up and go, oh, I want to take your photo and, you know, smile and engage with people. I'm more the sort of, you know, I sit at the back of the bus type person or the back of the classroom and keep a low profile. So, but I was doing some architecture and real estate, and one of my clients, a regular client, said to me, you know, why don't you, you know, create a website and, you know, focus promoting that more. And so I did that, and I quite enjoyed it. I enjoyed the challenge of because it's quite technical, but it's also creative. So I like that dual aspect to it.
And your work is really beautiful as well. Like, I have to start with saying that. I've looked at your real estate work and also your creative work. And obviously both of them are sort of looking at sort of architecture and space. But there's such a distinct difference between the two. They're very polished. But there's something almost surreal in how geometric and beautiful and perfect your creative photography is. It's almost like looking at a Jeffrey Smart painting, like something is so still and uninterrupted. How did you kind of come across that particular style? Because it's quite distinctive.
Yes. At the beginning of the Masters, which is a bit over a year ago, I was interested, I've always been interested in the urban environment. You know, I was about nine. I spent a few days in one of the first modern high-rise buildings in Melbourne that my father was working on, and I just had this fascination with this, with cities and urban environments. And when I started the Masters, I what I wanted to portray was capitalism's failure to include people in its success. So cities are about skyscrapers, positivity, wealth, all those sorts of things. And I felt that, I feel that a lot of people, for them, cities represent drudgery, getting to work on a tram or a train, working long hours and not much joy. And so I felt people were missing out on the success of the promise. But I found, you know, I'm that person who sits at the back of the classroom, and I found that being so political didn't sit comfortably with me in the work that I was producing. I couldn't really produce work that that said what I wanted to say. And it was sort of by accident, really, that I had taken one of my photos I had taken while I was traveling overseas, and I added a person into it. I think David used that photo on his Instagram post. And one of my lecturers kind of said, they're questioning what the photo was. Is the person coming or going? Is this person sort of in between a space or a place? Is it a train station or is it an airport? And my partner said to me when I was retelling her this, she said, oh, that's liminal spaces. Liminal spaces are, there's lots of definitions of it, but they're often considered to be the space between where we are and where we're going. And that really resonated with me. So I started playing around with images that I had. And because of my architectural experience, I had reasonable skills in Photoshop to manipulate the images to produce what I wanted to do. So I did some more research on liminality and those sorts of things. And that's informed my work from then on.
I can really see that, actually. There's definitely a feeling of, like, a moment of pause in a lot of your photos. It's kind of just, I know the exact picture you're talking about. There's someone sort of facing away from the camera. And it's so cinematic, and there's so many questions that it raises, but the stillness of it is, like, really striking. I also saw that you have works that are going to be in the Ballarat International Photo Biennale. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. It's the open program. My images will be outdoors in Chancery Lane in central Ballarat. And what I've done there is a similar sort of theme to my current creative work where I'm reinterpreting. So I've taken images of in Ballarat and I've reinterpreted that environment, sort of stripped away the original context or the meaning of those buildings. These tend to be the sort of Victorian buildings, the more substantial ones, and then introducing other more modern elements to them. And they have a motif that runs through all those images using yellow or gold, which hints at the Ballarat's origins as a gold mining town.
Mm, of course.
And then I use titles or quotes, which I've taken from Eureka blockade or the stockade, and overlaid some of those comments or quotes to give another meaning, I think, to the images.
Great. I can't wait to see those. I know that the Ballarat Biennale is kind of being pushed back a little bit. I'm not sure if their outdoor exhibitions are already up for people who are local, but hopefully people from Melbourne can get out to see that soon as well.
Yes, well, hopefully. Well, it's running till the end of October, so yeah, it was quite, hopefully we'll be out of lock.
That's right. I think it was quite a long period. I think we were supposed to have guest hope last week. Unfortunately, that we had to sort of push that back. So we're hoping that we'll be able to get some more guests about that. I think once it reopens, well, once we know more about it, I think. So.
Yeah. But yeah. Peter, tell us about the space you set up in St Kilda.
Mm-hmm. So it's an art gallery, and it'll be available for photographers who want to display photographic art. Probably sort of early and mid-career artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have left a bit of space for myself to use as a studio so I can shoot fashion and portraits and headshots because, you know, everyone knows there's no money in art, so I need to earn.
You need a side business,
I need to earn a legitimate income to pay for the rent.
Now, whereabouts? Firstly, is it going to be open to the public? And whereabouts is this exhibition?
Okay, so the space is at it's at Metropole. If people know where that is, that's corner of Canterbury Road and Fitzroy Street. It's also known as St Kilda Station. So Woolworths is in that vicinity, or Fifth Province bar. I'm lucky because there's like 8 bars within 150 metres.
It's just adjacent to the tram stop, isn't it? That's
right.
Yeah, the 96 tram stop. Yep.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, go on.
So about opening, mostly it'll be by invitation, but when photographers have an exhibition, then we'll negotiate some opening hours for that.
Okay.
But the lockdown is... kind of stymied a lot of what I'm trying to do with the space, so I haven't made final decisions about some of those things.
Mm. So at the moment, have you got any works on the wall that people can kind of see through windows when they're on their daily walks, or is it still in production?
Yeah. Yes, I have about 12 pieces of work. These are all my images, and they're mostly... there's sort of more architectural rather than that sort of Jeffrey Smart style of photographs that I'm working on. Those images that come out of my master's will be in an exhibition, in my graduate exhibition, either late this year or early next year. But at the moment, they're architectural images. They're images I've taken in different countries around the world when I was fortunate enough to travel a couple of years ago, and some in Melbourne as well. And I have a website too that people can look at and get a sense of my work.
Yes, I was going to say, if anyone is interested, Peter, could you let us know how they can find out more about you and your work? Because it is well worth looking at.
All right. So really just look up my name and you'll find Instagram, Facebook, website. So it's Peter and Berzanskis, Berzanskis.
Great. And your website as well is the spacecowboyphotography.com.au, is that right?
Yes. I'm loaded up with social media. So
good name.
I can't help it. The Space Cowboy Photography is my architectural work, so it's my commercial work.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Gallery and Studio. So there's a website, Facebook and Instagram for the gallery as well. So that's a separate entity.
God, how do you keep up with all that, Peter? That's what I want to know.
I know. And people my age are supposed to be not good at technical stuff.
I think you're better than me.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely me.
Yeah. Oh, well, Peter, thank you so much for coming on with us today. That was Peter Bizanskas. And good luck with the Biennale and the rest of your masters and future exhibitions as well. We're looking forward to seeing what happens with Stranger Gallery.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks. Thank you.
We've been talking to Peter Bizanskas here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.